Hello everyone, I'm Fathi Ben Isa, bringing you a roundup of today's main topics. At least 16 people have been killed in South Lebanon and one in Israel in the deadliest day of fighting since the conflict between Israel and Hezbollah erupted nearly 6 months ago. Israel hit a cafe in the town of Naqoura, killing three medics shortly after striking the town of Deir Harfa, where at least six people were killed, according to Lebanon's national news agency. The cross-border tensions have raised fears of an all-out conflict between Israel and Hezbollah as long as the war in Gaza continues. UN investigator Francesca Albanese has urged countries to use sanctions and arms embargoes to force Israel to change course in its war on Gaza. Her Anatomy of a Genocide report, presented to the UN on Tuesday, said Israel is intentionally killing and harming Palestinians and making Gaza impossible for them to live in. Officials in Baltimore recovered the bodies of two construction workers who were on the Francis Scott Key Bridge when it collapsed on Tuesday after a cargo ship collided into one of its pillars. Six people were missing and presumed dead after search and rescue efforts were suspended and remains recovery began. And finally, footage showing a man being stabbed on a London train in front of horrified passengers is making the rounds on X. In the video, the passengers can be heard shouting at the attacker, a man wearing a black jacket and a face mask. Police said the victim was in a life-threatening condition. That's it for today's Trending Middle East. Make sure to check out our podcast section at thenationalnews.com.